Yeah, okay. Sorry. I don't know why I thought she was 12 o'clock for some reason. All right, so I just want to add one nakuda to yesterday's shiur. And then we'll go back to the Gemara. What came out from the shiur yesterday is that Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Like this pashtus you learn the Gemara, you look at the Gemara, and it sounds like the Gemara is saying that there's a salka daitach that ene nir is potter. The maskan is that ene nir is chayef. There could be a debate in the Rishonim. Ene nir is chayef and how many lavin? Is it only chayef and bali motzei? But from bali roi you talk a potter if it's not nir? Or is bali motzei megala and bali roi that even on bali roi roiver and bali roi is lavdafka like it says in the Ran? But there's no blanket p'tur of Einoi Nira. Einoi Nira, that's a salka daitach, yochel, that if it's not Nira, you're potter. Yomotzi says, no, it's not true. Einoi Nira is not, you're not potter for Einoi Nira. The way I want to learn the sugya libe the Rashi, Einoi Nira is haka potter. That's an emes. In Bayroa, it says that chometz in order to be chayav, it has to be Nira. If it's not Nira, you're potter. It's a whole hasbara. Because, well, whatever. Einoi Nira is haka potter. The definition of Einoi Nira is mokam haroi lirois. If it's not, it has to be tomun. But if it's tomun and it's not in a place where you're likely to see it, then it's like a hesach hadas and you're taka potter. That's the emes that Einoi Nira is potter. Hatmona means if I was matmin to be a dayim. So if I was matmin to be a dayim, that's mafkir the ptur of Einoi Nira. The etzim p'tur of Einoi Nira is that I'm a seich das from it. If it's out of sight, out of mind, it's not in a place that it's roi leroi, so I'm potter, it's Einoi Nira. That's not called that I'm being mashe the chometz. I was a seich das from the chometz. If I'm matmin, it be a daim. So there's a salka daitach that even if I'm matmin, it be a daim, it works to be called Einoi Nira. So the kamashmul in Isba Yimotzi tells me that hatmona be a daim does not make it Einoi Nira. Because I can't say you can't say you're a seich das from it. You yourself are matmin, it be a daim. So hatmona be a daim is mafkia the p'tur of Einoi Nira, but the p'tur of Einoi Nira is still emes a p'tur. That's if you're not matmin to be a daim. If it was nafal of mapalus, so you attack a potter al Einoi Nira. So meilz gavaldik. This part I didn't say. I think I didn't say fully in shir. Meilz gavaldik the lashon of Rashi by mapalus. Rashi says mapalus is potter. Rashi Mometzi says mapalus is potter because it's Einoi Nira. And the question that everybody asks is. So you explain maybe why there's no Bali Roa, but what about Bali Motze? Like Rashi didn't explain why there's no Bali Motze. And Elam, are you going to tell me it's not Motze because he doesn't know about it, he can't get at it, so Rashi should explain that. Like why does Rashi only explain why there's no Bali Roa? Why didn't he explain why there's no Bali Motze? Lefi hadvar me'ele, it's mavish kushu me'ikar alesa. The kasha doesn't start. There's no two laven. Bali Roa and Bali Motze have two separate laven. There's a lava Bali Roa, and it says in the Bali Roa that Einoi Nira is potter. And that's true. The emes, that's true. Einoi Nira is potter, because the Torah said you're only over and chomis that nira, because that's the chomis that you have, like, that's called you're being mashed. It's in your consciousness and you're being mashed. Chomis that Einoi Nira, it's not in your consciousness, because it's Einoi Nira. You're taka potter, doshte, that's what it says in Bali Roa. Bali Motzi tells me a loophole, that if you're matmin it be a daim, it doesn't become Einoi Nira. But by Mapalus, you weren't matmin it be a daim. So why is Mapalus potter? Because it's Einoi Nira. That's the emes. Mapalus is potter because not a mokam haroili rois, so it has a p'tur of Einoi Nira. That's what Rashi has to say. And likewise, in the beginning of Kol Shor by Chaya, where Rashi says Chaya, the Chaya is masniyot, not over in Bal Yirah. What about Bal Yimotzei? What about Bal Yimotzei? There it says. There's no separate laugh of Bal Yimotzei. The laugh is Bal Yirah. Bali Motzi says that if you're matmin it be a daim, it you don't get the p'tur of Einoi Nira. It's considered to be near. In other words, Bali Motzi says atmona be a daim is as if it's near. We're not talking really about atmona be a daim. When you have a sugya of atmona be a daim, then we have to bring up the subject of Bali Motzi, that atmona be a daim is not called Einoi Nira. But we're not talking over there about atmona be a daim. So the real rule is, the general rule is that it says in Bali Roa that Einoi Nira is bottom. Well, I must as a footnote that Atmona be a daim is not called Einoi Nira. So Melo, Rashi says over there, it's not over in Bal Yirah. Rashi doesn't have a separate lav of Bal Yimotzi. You're not over in Bal Yirah. It's state in Bal Yirah. It says in Bal Yirah that Einoi Nira is potter. And that's exactly what's going on by Mapar. That's exactly what's going on by Chaya. I think that's tremendous siyua. Those Rashi's, that's why it's a tremendous siyua to this Havan and Rashi. And I think the Diyukim and Rashi and Asagi are also very strong. But Rashi, it's a whole new shita. By Yom Emotze, it's a shita chadosho. Like this, the Olam is used to that there's two shitas. One shita is that, like the Ran, that Ba'yiroh is Megalit, Ba'yimotzi is Lav Dafka. It's a kefil halav. The Torah says Ba'yiroh, Ba'yimotzi, it's Hainu Ach, it means the same thing. And Lavi Lo'yiroh is a Lishna Bi'alma, the Ran says. And that's all there is. It's just one Lav. And the Torah says it twice. Then we have another shita, maybe that's the Rosh in Simetes. We're going to take a look at the Ramah, Mitzvah Shem now. That, well, I don't know if we get to it today. I hope we get to do it today. There's another shita that Ba'yiroh Ba'yimotzi bets him two lavin. Ba'yiroh is Re'iyas Chometz, or Mokam Re'iyas Elias, it's Re'iyas Chometz, and Ba'yimotzi is even without a Re'iyah. And the two separate lavin, and Ba'yiroh Taka as a Ptur, and Ba'yiroh is Taka Ptur of Tomim, but a Ba'yimotzi doesn't have the Ptur. And then the Taka bets him two lavin. We'll see in the Rambam. The Rambam counts by Rabbi Motzi as two separate lavin. I think Rashi is a third shita. It's one lav. There's no two lavin. It's one lav. And but by Yiroh is kipshutoy. By Yiroh blives kipshutoy. By Yiroh says that if it's ainanir, you're not over the lav, the only lav of by Yiroh. And by Motzi, it says that if you're matmin it be a dayan, then it's still called nira. Yeah. Okay, let's read the Gemara inside because we never really finished the Gemara inside. We sort of got sidetracked. So let's just read the whole Gemara from the top. Tana Rabbanan, Shivas Yom Yisrael Yomasi V'teicha Matam Lemer. V'alek V'nemer L'yor L'chasor V'lyor L'chachomis B'chol Gulecha. So the Gemara says the price, L'fish Nemer L'yor L'chasor. So I would have said, Shalchay Atarei, Aval Atarei, Shalachayim Shal Gavaya. Yochel Yatman V'kabal P'kdainis Min Anachri. But only said, I would have said, okay, Re'iyah, if it's Ein Nira, it says Le'iroh, Le'iroh means Ein Nira is Potter. So Yochel Yatmin, so maybe could be Matmin. I'm not going to read the Gemara now like Rashi. Okay, we're going to put Rashi on the side now. Let's read the Gemara Kipshutah. So Yochel Yatmin, if it says Le'iroh, you might think that it has to be that Atman is Potter. There it doesn't say Re'iyah, and there it doesn't say Lecha. Eliel benochish lekibashti, ve'ena shoyim chobechotze, nochish kibashti, v'shoyim chobechotze, minayin tamalayim leyimotze v'vateh. Okay, that thing we'll talk about later. Eliel shebebatim, it says leyimotze, but leyimotze is v'vatechem. V'poyis v'sichin v'v'oris minayin. Hanyo yichayim even at bebatim, tamalayim v'b'chol gulecha. By Bar Yoh, it says b'chol gulecha. Zotnimar v'adayin an yoyimah. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, we have a pasuk Bal Yiroh. Bal Yiroh is, geographically, it's very broad. It's b'chol b'lecha. But on the other hand, it has a lot of limitations. It says lecha, and it says lo yiroah. Lo yimotzi doesn't have those limitations, but it's confined to batim. So maybe we can make a scheme that maybe the lo yiroah really has the p'tur of lecha. Shalchoyat deroyah. That's true. Lo yiroah has the p'tur of lecha, but that's only b'chol gulecha. If it's in a bias. So in a bias, you don't have the Torah of Lecha. In a bias, you can't even have Chom Mishal Nachi, Mishal Gavaya. That's the Yochel. Right, read it inside again. V'yadayin ani oimer, v'batim oivim mishum b'ayor, b'yimotzei, y'bal yatmin, b'al yikabal, p'tainis min anachi. V'batim yitakachayev v'chol gavna. Bigvulim, it has the limitations of lo yiroah. Shalchoy atarei of lo yiroah lecha. Shalchoy atarei of atarei shalachem shal gavaya. So the Ran here is medayik. In this Chavamina, that big vulim, bechol vulecha, you really have the limitations of Bal Yiroah, of Layroah Lecha. So the Gemara singles out the limitation of Shalchoy Ataroya Bal Ataroya Shalacher. Why does the Gemara also say in this Havamina that Bigvulim, you also have the limitation of Re'iyah? That you're only Chayev for Re'iyah, but Antoman, you'll be Potter. Same thing. I mean, why not? Lo Yiroah Lecha is matched with two limitations. Lo Yiroah, that Toman is Mutter. And Lecha, Shalchoy Ataroya Bal Ataroya Shalacher and Shalgavaya. Two kulas. And the Gemara is suggesting that maybe b'chol gvulecha the kulas still apply. We only took away the kulas in batim, because it says lo yimotzi b'vatechem. But b'gvula, maybe the kulas that are implied by lo yira, maybe those kulas are still there. So how come the Gemara only specifies the kula of shalchoy ataroya? It should specify the other kula of ri'ya, that you could be matmin, that or tomun. Rather than machalik. Most of Shayim, not Mechalik, when he was Tayyimid, it was Taman Ve'elo. The Ran's certainly not Mechalik. So, anyways, that's the Ran's deal. Says the Ran, to Mechalikim. It says around two possibilities. The second possibility, I'll say that first, the second possibility is Enechinami. The Gemara means that too. Lishna klila noka. The Gemara speaks in shorthand. I understand it myself. I understand it my own. And this salkadaitach and this yochel that in the area of Bulecha you have the kula of lecha, you have the kula of ri'i as well. Chodim mitrei noka. In which case, in the havin of the Gemara, the din would have to be that bigvulin tomun will be potter. Just like Shalacherim would be Potter, Toman would also be Potter. I think Rashi is Mashman that way. V'yadayim, Rashi Dibur Maskel V'yadayim. Towards the end of the narrow lines, not so far down. V'yadayim, af v'shenem v'shenem, yesh li leimer, bebatim oy bebechaleilu. Da lo yimotzei, v'mashma afilu hat-tmono, l'kosev v'le bebatim. So Rashi specifies hatmana and lecha. He says bebatim yoyver bechol elu, even hatmana and even shalachem, but bigvulim. Bigvulim we talk about the din of lecha. We can be ready shalachem. The Emes Rashi himself is a little bit modern. When he talks about batim, he says you're over bechol elu, and he mentions hatmana. Besides lecha, besides shalachem, hatmana and shalachem. Then when he says the other side of the coin, but bigvulim, so he only speaks out the shalachem. He doesn't speak out the hatmana part. So I don't know. Maybe just echoing the lashon of the Gemara. And maybe it's also Lishna Klili says the same shorthand as the Gemara. But it's Mufurish and Rashi that the Gemara is making a distinction not only Lagabi Lecha, but Lagabi Hatman as well. That maybe that in this Yochel, in this Havamina, we're saying that Begvulim is no Ptur, maybe Begvulim is still a Ptur of Hatman, only Bebatim is a no Ptur of Hatman. So that's the second Mahalach in the Ran. The Ran says another Mahalach, and this is the first Mahalach in the Ran, that once it says Lo Yimotzei, Lo Yimotzei is megala that Lo Yiroah. Lo Yiroah can mean two things. Lo Yiroah can mean literally Re'iyah, and then we're talking Memait Hatmana, or Memait Toman. Some of the, but Lo Yiroah could also be what the Ran calls Lishna Ma'alya. It's Losha B'nei Odom. Say Lo Yiroah Chometz. You should Lo Yiroah Chometz. It means you don't have Chometz. It's just a colloquial way to say not to have Chometz. So if I didn't have Lo Yimotzei, I would say Lo Yiroah. I would take it literally. But now that it says Lo Yimotzei, it's a gilui that Re'iyah is lav dafka. He says, Lecho, you don't have that luxury. Lecho is an extra word. Lo Yimotzei can't be megala that Lecho is lav dafka. It's a yitur. It says Lecho, what are you going to do with it? It's indigestible. So you have to do something with the Lecho. Lecho seems to be Mimayat Shalachem. So that's where the Gemara says, Yochel, okay, it says Yimotzei, maybe that's only Bebatim. Begvulim, it says Lecho. So those are the two Mahalchim in the Ran in the Havim of the Gemara. We'll see in a second. In the Maskar of the Gemara, the Ran has only one side. So what does the Gemara say? Talmud Loimar, Sa'or Sa'or L'Gzeir Shalva. Ne'em Sa'or Bebatim, Sa'or L'Motzi V'Techem, Ne'em Sa'or Begvulim, Lo'yor L'Chot Sa'or, Ma'asor Omer Bebatim, Oivim Mishum Bar Yor, Ba'yimotzi Ba'yapin, Ba'yikabel Pekdenis Min Anochim, Af Sa'or Omer Begvulim, Oivim Mishum Bar Yor, Ba'yimotzi Ba'yapin, Ba'yikabel Pekdenis Min Anochim. Masom b'soer omer begvulim shochayat erev al teresh lachem shel gavoya. Afsoer omer b'batim shochayat erev al teresh lachem shel gavoya. The verse is a shova, and everything applies everywhere. So ben b'batim ben begvulim, over this din of bal yatmin, and by yikabel pidonis min anochi, and ben b'batim ben begvulim, there's a loch of shochayat erev al teresh lachem shel gavoya. So first of all, the Gemara is going to ask, how could that be? How could you have both? How could you have atarayish shel lachem and say shalchayat? How can you have both things be true? That is bal yakabel pigdonis min anochri and shalchayat rei bal atarayish shel lachem. Isn't that a contradiction? You're telling me everything applies everywhere. So the lacha applies everywhere, and the bal yakabel pigdonis min anochri applies everywhere. So tata de sasri. So the Gemara is going to say mikayach the gzeres shava and the stira between where it says lacha and it doesn't say lacha. We make a compromise. If you're makabel achrayis, then it's bali kabel pibdonis min anochi. If you're not makabel achrayis, then they're not terei shalachem. Ask the Ran. So how come? So blagabi lecha, we make a compromise. It says lecha by your loy roe. By loy motzi doesn't say lecha. We have gzer shava liten is almost shalzevazeh. So we strike a compromise. Kabel is achrayis. How come by Re'il we don't have a compromise like that? Bal Yoed says Re'il. Bal Yimotzi doesn't say Re'il. So we should have some kind of compromise. I don't know what the compromise would look like. The Ran doesn't say what it would look like, but we should have to have some kind of pshara between the Yeroa and the Yimotzi. How can we just capitulate totally and we say Lo Yimotzi? We say Yoiver and Bal Yoiver and Toma. Where did? But it says Lo Yeroa. Where did that go? Says the Ran, Lemaskona for sure you have to say. That lo yimotzi is megal, that lo yiroz lavdafka, it's a lishna ma'aliyah. The suffik in the Ran, the tutsarim in the Ran, in other words, that's for sure, the Ran holds that lo yimotzi is megal, that lo yiroz lavdafka. It's a lishna ba'alma, lo yiroz and lo yimotzi are synonymous. The two lishonis of the Ran is at which stage in the Gemara does that happen? The first side on the Ran is that it happens already the minute we mention lo yimotzi. It says lo yimotzi in Torah, it's megal and lo yiroz. There's no, you don't even need a gzer shava for that. The gzer shavu you need for the lecha part because lecha is indigestible. It says lecha, but the steer between lo yiroi and lo yimotzi. Once you have lo yimotzi, the steer disappears. Lo yimotzi is megal on the pshat and lo yiroi. And then the Ran is another tzad that maybe that's before we know the gzer shavu. Then lo yiroi is taka steer to lo yimotzi. And I would have said and I would have said because this is begvulim and this is bebatim. But now that the gzer shavu after the gzer shavu. That's for sure that lo yimotzi is megalah and lo yiroa. And all there is lo yiroa. So all there is lo yimotzi. Lo yiroa is a lav dafka, it doesn't mean anything. Lo yiroa is another way of saying lo yimotzi. That's the Shita Saran. So that's important to know. Shita Saran is that it's that lo yimotzi and lo yiroa are lemaskona segamar. Lo yiroa and lo yimotzi. Ba yiroa ba yimotzi ahainuach. So kefal alav, like how many lav in Torah? The Torah says different words, the same lav several times. So this is also, the Torah says the same lav twice. Lefi Rashi, the way we were masbir before, the way we were masbir in Rashi, I think kushin and karalesa. Where did Lo Yiroa go? Right? The maskana that we're marbe by Yatman, so where did Lo Yiroa go? That's the Ran's kash. Like, we should have to do something with it. It says Lo Yiroa, it says Lo Yimotzi, it's a steer. Why don't we make some kind of pshar? If you're Rashi, Kushime Karalesa. By yours, true. Eino Nir is Taka Potter. That's the Rashi by Mapolis. That's the Emes. Eino Nir is Potter. Lo Yimotzi is Megalah. If you Matman be a dime, it's called Nir. So that was ever a contradiction. Lecha the Gemara had the problem. I mean, the Gemara did, even according to Rashi, the Gemara did think that the Gvulim, you could even be madman be a dayan. Right? But the Maskona, we have Xer Shava, and the Gvulim, you can't be madman be a dayan. Because it says Lo Yimotzi, but Lo Yimotzi is just a limitation, it's a loophole in Bal Yiroa. Bal Yiroa is the Emes, the Lav is Bal Yiroa. It shouldn't be near it, you shouldn't be Mekayim in your consciousness, where it's a Mokum Aroi Leroy's. By Imutz is Megalo, that Tumah Beyadayim is not excluded. That's Shitas Haran. We have to talk about, there's a Tosis, what is, well, we'll have to see other Rishonim. There's a Tosis, there's a Rosh and Simites. I think we'll leave that till Sunday. But I want to talk about the Rambam. How much time do we have? Well, at least we'll start the discussion. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Chometz U'Matzah Halacha Gimel, so Perek Dalet. Maybe that will start from there. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet, Chometz U'Matzah, the beginning. Kasa b'tayr le'yerlecha chometz, yochelim tamanay se'yivkid b'yad goyim, le'yayivir tamalaymer, so'er le'yumatzi v'vatechem, afilu etminu yivkidoy. Yochel le'yayivir elam kenay yachometz b'vesev, le'yay rochuk mi'bayis b'sodo v'ir, le'yayivir tamalaymer b'chol gulecha, b'chol rishuscha. Yochel le'yichayiv le'var m'shus yichomet shel goyish shel hektish, Halamarito, that chometz, even if it's tamun, chometz shel Yisrael, even if it's tamun, even if it's mufka biad goy, even be racheres, hariz over mishum lo yiroi ve lo yimotzi. You bought your over lo yiroi and lo yimotzi and tamun. So that lechayra sounds like the Ran. After the gzeres shava, lo yiroi is lavdafka. You over lo yiroi and tomon. Right, the Ram's not mechalak. Hatmona be a dayim, not hatmona be a dayim. The Ram talks about tomon. So the Ram says that if you have chometz, that's tamun. So if it only said lo yiroi, I would have said that you chayav. But now that it says lo yimotze, and we're mechayav and tamun, you are even both lavin, and bal yiroi and bal yimotze. So that lechayrit mavu in the Rambam, like the Ran, and the Ram is clear: you're always over bal yiroi bal yimotze bechol gavna, ben shaloi ben shalachem. Whether it's bebatim, whether it's begvulim, whether it's nira, whether it's tamun. Whether it's a chometz of a Yisrael, chometz of a goy, and you're mekabel achayis bechol gavni over both in bal yiroba and in bal yimotzi. So there's no nafgamina between bal yiroba and yimotzi; they're exactly the same, and you're even both lavin. So that's the problem. Is the Biskov asked this kash? The Biskov in the beginning of Tmura asks the Rambam counts bal yiroba and yimotzi as two lavin. Two separate lavin. That's there. The Rambam says in the beginning of Chometz U'Matzah. First of all, he says in the Ramazim, Yesh b'chol Hilchus Chometz U'Matzah Yesh b'chol and Shmeinim Mitzvahs. And this eight mitzvahs. Number five is Shlo Yiroh Chometz Kol Shiva. Number six is Shlo Yimotzi Chometz Kol Shiva. And then the Rambam in the beginning of the Perek says, Perek Aleph says Hachometz. He says, "Haminiyah chometz b'shusu bePesach, afa b'shaloi ochloi, oyver b'shnei laben, shnei meloi yiro lechasa oy b'chol gulecha, v'nemer se'oloi matzu b'vatechem." And the Rambam the Sefer Mitzvahs counts it as two mitzvahs. Loisa say reish, loisa say reish is bal yiroa, and loisa say reish aleph is bal yimotze. So the problem is the shittas Rambam m'shoyosh tes is that if the Torah says the same lav twice, it counts as one lav in the minyan and mitzvahs, and you only get one set of malchus. It's the Rambam's shayosh test. The Ramban, in his Asogas on the Rambam, concedes to the Ramban that for Minyan and Mitzvah it counts as one lav. But Lagabi Malkus, the Ramban holds, most Rishonim hold that Lagabi Malkus, if the Torah says the same lav several times, you get a set of Malkus for every iteration of the lav. But in Minyan and Mitzvah, even the Ramban agrees that if that it's the same lav that the Torah just repeated, so you only, it's only, only counts as one, it only counts as one lav. So how come in both the Rambam and the Ramban, if the Torah says the same lav twice, in the Minyan and Mitzvah, it's one lav? The Rambam holds not only that, you only like it once. That the Ramban doesn't agree. But the Rambam holds, it goes together. Minyan and Mitzvah and the number of Malkus. So the obvious question is, if the Rambam holds that Bayimot is Megala and Bayirah, and you're always over on the same, I should add, even if you're the Rambam, that if the Torah says the same lav twice, it counts as one lav. If the Torah says two different laven, but sometimes they overlap, and you do the case that overlaps, then you chayiv for two laven. So the mashal, you have certain shrotzim that they're the sheretz ha'aretz, and there are shrotzim of sheretz ha'oif. And most, a lot of shrotzim are one or the other, so they're separate laven. What do you have a sheretz that's both? It goes on the ground and it flies. So the Rambam says in the laven by shrotzim, the Rambam says, then you like it twice. Because it's not a reiteration of the same lav. There's a lav of sheretz aris. There's a lav of sheretz aif. There could be a sheretz that's both. Or there could be cases that are included in both. But batsim is two separate lav. But ba'yor ba'imotzi. But that's because you have cases that are one and not the other. But ba'yor ba'imotzi are haynu hach. There's no case of ba'yor. That's not also ba'yimotzi. There's no case of ba'yimotzi. That's not also ba'yor. That's clear in the Rambam in Perek Dalet. Whatever it was, bigvulim, bebatim, with achrayis, not achrayis. Tomon Nira, Yoiver always in Bayor by Motze. So they're Hainu Hach. If they're Hainu Hach, why does the Rambam count it as two mitzvahs in the Minyan mitzvahs? That's the Biskov's kasha. I don't think the Biskov is the first one to ask it. Biskov has all the riches in the Temur, but the Biskov doesn't answer it. The Biskov just says, you see in the Rambam that it's two lavim, but what he doesn't, he asks the kasha, why should it be? I'm sure he's not the first person to ask the kasha. Then this is another kasha. Rabbi Zalman asks, so I didn't see Rabbi Zalman decide, I don't know what he answers. I have an answer. We're not going to get to it today. I just know Rabbi Zalman, I saw in the Maftechus in the back of the Frankel Rambam that Rabbi Zalman asked the Kasha. It'll be interesting to see what he answers. The Kasha is, if already the Rambam counts by Yom Ma'imotzi is two lavin, we don't understand why. It's the Hainu Lach. But the Maisi counts him as two lavin. And we know the Rambam says that the Minyan Lavin and the Minyan Malkus go together. If the Torah says the same lav twice, exactly the same lav twice, it's one malchus and it's one mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs. And anything which is two mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs has two sets of malchus and vice versa. So the problem is, if the Rambam holds that Bal Yoroi and Bal Yimotzi are two separate lavin, so we don't know why, but that's a fact. The Rambam says they're two separate lavin. So the Chayyur, it should stand to reason that if you're over Bal Yoroi and Bal Yimotzi, you should get two malchus. But if you look at the Rambam in Perek Yutes, Sanhedrin, Halacha Dalet, where the Rambam lists all of the Malkus, all of the Lavin for which you get Malkus, so the Rambam says, let me show it to you. The Rambam. Yeah, Perkeh Lach Adalad. Kol Leisus Shabbatayah Shemim Kores Le Mrs. Basin Shalaken Aleim Meya Shmeinim Meshisha. So he lists Meya Shmeinim Meshisha, 186 Lavin that you get Malkus for, and one of them is, where did it go? I don't remember which one it is. Oh, here it is. Tzadik Tes. If you're Mekayim Chomus and you're a Shus, Kigoyin that you're a Mechametz and Isa. The Rambam has to say, because I'm still a Malkus. If you just have Chomus, it's a Lav Shein Meis. You know, the Rambam says, in order to be Loike for Bal Yoroi Meimotzi, you have to be Mechametz to Isa, or buy Chomus So that's this Rambam. So he gets Malkus. That is number 99. That is number 99 out of the 186 potential Malkus in the Torah. So it's clear in the Rambam that you only get one Malkus. It's only 99. It's not 99 and 100. So what's the difference? If the Rambam holds that it's two mitzvahs in the minyan and mitzvahs, then it should be two. You should get two sets of Malkus. So that's the Shver Rambam. Shver on both sides. Why is it two mitzvahs in the minyan and mitzvahs? If the two lavanas are anonymous, and if already that the two mitzvahs, so why do you only get one set of Malkus? Yeah, so we're not going to. I have a Malkus. So I'm going to give you some Aramakimus. You should go through the Rambam. In the Sefer HaMitzvah, Sherish Tess, that's this you cite about Lav. The Torah iterates the same Lav twice, so you only get one set of Malkus, and it's only one Lav in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Take a look at that. And also take a look at the Rambam Sherish Beis. That's the Sherish, that's where the Rambam says that anything that's learned out from Tayag Mitzvahs is not in the Minyan. Anything that's learned out from the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and the Dreshes Bem is not included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And also take a look at the Lashon of the Rambam in relation to say Reish and Reish Aleph, which is by Yom Ha'imotzi. Take a look at that. And then we'll see what we could do with this Rambam. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos. Sorry for being late. But in a way, it's good. Maybe
you're
in the Rambam just as well. You can mull over the Rambam over
Shabbos.
Over Shabbos.
Thank you, everybody.